Welcome back to another edition of the Pegcast. I'm your host, Michael Pagani, joined alongside Windsor Spitfires forward, Jacob Maillet. Jacob, welcome to the Pegcast. Thank you again for coming on.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
How has the offseason been going for you? I always like to open it up to the guests to see how their offseason is going. So how is it going for you?
Yeah, no, it's been good, you know, a little longer than I wanted, but, you know, it's been good. I've done a lot of training, so I feel good. I'm just excited to get back.
What parts of your game are you focusing on?
Honestly, everything. You know, I've worked a bit more on my shot this summer than past, because I think that's definitely something where I need to improve on. But overall, just, you know, everything, getting stronger, you know, all that stuff. So it's been good.
And you mentioned to me that you're actually playing baseball this summer as well, right? So how's that going for you?
Yeah, no, it's been pretty fun. You know, I play in Dundas with a lot of my buddies from school. So, you know, that's been good. You know, we're a pretty good team, and it's been fun just getting out and playing a little ball in the summer here.
What position do you play?
I'm a catcher.
Oh,
So,
really?
Yeah, no, I love it. Keeps me involved in the game, and yeah, you know, I've ever since I played baseball, like, I mean, I played house league growing up a bit, like nothing too serious, but always been loving catcher. So yeah.
Just the duo sport athlete here. That's unreal. So you're the one that actually sues the pitcher here.
Yeah, a little bit. But our pitchers are good, so they make it easy for me.
They're, you know, so you're, I guess there's assuming, like, I'm just assuming here, but you're kind of creaming the competition the way that it's sounding.
Yeah. It's, yeah, I don't know. It's pretty good. It's fun. So.
So we're recording this on July 24th. The Spitfires just announced their new head coach today, Gerard Smith, longtime assistant coach. What have you learned from him so far?
Yeah, Juggy's been great. You know, ever since I got there, like I was saying to you a bit before here, he's just been amazing. Like he kind of, as soon as I came in, just told me, you know, we wanted you for a reason. Just play your game, and you know, we'll do whatever we can to help you. And he's been awesome. You know, I was hoping ever since Savvy left that, you know, I wanted him to get it for sure, just because I know how good he is. So I was pretty excited about the news, and I know a bunch of the other boys are too. So yeah.
Getting into your story of who you are, was there a player growing up who you wanted to model your game after?
I mean, my favorite player is Crosby, so I just, you know, it's hard to be him, but just, you know, just the way he carries himself on the ice and off, I just always modeled myself after him, just, you know, doing whatever I can to be like him, you know, just a complete two-way game, good leader, you know, just does whatever he can for the team. And yeah, I've just always loved him, so I kind of look at him more than most guys.
Who influenced you to get into hockey?
Definitely my parents. I mean, you know, they don't have a background in hockey really, but just, you know, they brought me to the rink, you know, every year and stuff. And when they signed me up, I just kind of fell in love with it right from there. And yeah, I guess they've been great, obviously, all the way, you know, through the ranks here. So yeah.
And I'm sure that it was kind of easy to pick hockey because that's during, you know, the fall through winter months. And then in the summer, you played house league baseball, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, hockey's obviously super, super big around here. So yeah, I just kind of fell in love with it right away. And, you know, I just love the game for sure.
Growing up just outside of Hamilton, you know, being from Dundas, how much of your time was spent at Bulldogs games?
A lot. I mean, I've been, you know, going to games ever since they were the AHL. So yeah, it was obviously last year was super fun playing those guys in the finals. But yeah, I mean, I went to as many games as I could being a junior Bulldog too. We always got tickets and stuff. So yeah, I've always been a fan, really.
So then what are your thoughts on them moving to Brantford?
Yeah, I know. I mean, it kind of sucks because I'm not hearing, you know, too much great news about when, you know, when everything's done around here. I don't know if they'll move back or not. But, yeah, I don't know. It should be cool. I guess we'll see how it is this year. I'm out in Brantford. But, you know, I wish they were still in the Hammer.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, because I'm from Burlington, so the drive to Bulldogs games is not that far. But with them moving to Brantford, like, I don't know if I'm going to be making that commute. But, you know, it does kind of suck because the size of the arena, right? We witnessed it in the finals. The atmosphere was just, like, insane in Hamilton. Yeah. It was nuts. And they're going to a way smaller arena. So it just won't be the same. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, Game 7 last year was crazy with the, you know, all the fans there. But Yeah, I don't know. We'll see how it is in Brantford. You know, obviously, I wish it was still in the Hammer, but yeah, we'll, I guess we'll see how it goes.
So then, did you grow up a Leafs fan?
Not really. I mean, I am a Leafs fan now, but I was always a Pittsburgh fan because of Crosby, and then
Yeah.
I was always just a big Leafs hater. And then, honestly, when they got Matthews, I was like, man, how can I not like this team, right? So now I'm a huge Leafs fan, but
Well, look, I'm a Habs fan. I hate the Leafs.
yeah.
I just got I got all dirt on them because all my friends are Leaf fans. So I'm just like coming up with as many chirps as I can to throw their way.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard them all. It's, you know, it's not great being a Leafs fan, but you know, we'll get the cup next year, so
It's always next year, isn't it? It's always
yeah.
next year.
Well, we got a round, so who knows? We'll see.
Let's get into your OHL career here. So you got before getting drafted to Guelph, you played with the Hamilton Junior Bulldogs as well as the Kilty Bees. How did those two teams help you get ready for the OHL?
Yeah, well, I mean, I was a junior bulldog all the way from novice to minor midget, and I also played some midget games that last year. So basically, the whole way through, and you know, I always loved it there. I love my teammates there. I still talk to pretty much all of them, and I had a lot of great coaches there as well that you know kind of just taught me you know how to play the game really. But yeah, and then I had a brief little stint with the Kilty Bees, just 3 games there, and I was with Ken Paroff, the head coach, who was actually my assistant for my first year in Guelph. So that was kind of cool. But yeah, that was just the same, just good experience to get some, you know, junior B action there. And then yeah, going up to the O, you know, I felt good for sure.
So now some players have to drive a lot, you know, like they have to drive many hours away for their minor hockey. How advantageous was it for you to have it so close to you?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, you know, a lot of guys, you know, end up going to the G, and you know, I had that opportunity too, but I, you know, I wanted to stay in Hamilton. It was, you know, I, you know, I was always the captain every year, which was nice, and I was, you know, pretty honored about that. But yeah, I just love playing at home. Like I said, like I had a lot of good teammates that, you know, I always wanted to play with. And yeah, we, you know, we had good teams throughout the year. We won OMHAs and novice, and then we got the bronze the next year. But yeah, we were always a pretty decent team for sure. And I just love playing in Hamilton, yeah.
Those red hats are so sick.
Yeah, they're great. I still have mine. I don't touch it because I don't want it to go bad, but they're sick, yeah.
Yeah, like I was a few of my friends have won, like they won OMHAs before, and like seeing them win the red hats, it's awesome. Like it's a great feeling.
Yeah, no, that was a super that was super cool. I still remember that moment for sure. So yeah.
You were taking in the second round of the 2019 OHL draft. Some players that went in that same round include Jack Beck, Josh Bloom, Ethan Burrows, many more. What does it mean to be part of a special group like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was definitely you know, a good draft. Those two guys you mentioned, Bloom and Burrows, I actually work out with, which is it's kind of funny. But yeah, no, that draft was really good, and you know, it's nice to see where guys are ending up now. And you know, there's definitely guys that went later that are, you know, coming out of nowhere kind of thing. But yeah, no, that was, you know, a super cool group to be a part of.
What do you remember from draft day?
Well, it was the morning, right? So it was like 10 o'clock draft. Like I think now they do it at night, which would have been a little better. But I was just woke up, you know, my grandparents came over with my family here as well. So we were just sitting on the couch watching, and Guelph was a spot I knew they liked me, and I kind of wanted to go there as well. And when they came up there and picked me, I was super excited, kind of just was in shock for a minute. And then yeah, it was super cool though.
How did you celebrate getting drafted? I assume there was like a whole family dinner.
Yeah, I mean, I went to Guelph that day throughout the day, just, you know, like met them, did interview things, like stuff like that. And then just went back to my grandparents' house, and we got a place called Tally Ho in Hamilton. I don't know if you ever heard of that, but just like roast beef sandwiches, it's super good. So yeah, that's what we were having.
So I guess you kind of got the feeling from the pre-draft interviews that Guelph was going to take you.
Yeah, I think so. I met with them. Like I went to their game and met with them there and like checked everything out, and yeah, it was a good interview and stuff like that, and you know, I obviously liked it because it was super close to home, which was nice. So yeah, I guess I kind of had an idea, like, you know, I was supposed to go around that area, so I knew there was a possibility for sure, and then worked out there going there.
How would you describe the jump from major midget to the OHL?
I think it's pretty big. I mean, I wouldn't say it's like a lot of guys say, like, you know, being physical and, you know, just all that, which is true. But I think a lot of it is, you know, the mental game, just, you know, being the guy to kind of be in, you know, a fourth liner your first year, just learning and stuff like that. So I'd say the mental thing was, is probably the biggest thing for sure. But, you know, once you get used to that and, you know, get your feet kind of wet in the OHL, I think it's, you know, you just play your game and do fine.
Well, to add on to your point, right, you go from being the guy in Major Midget to now you're kind of just trying to get into the lineup, right? You're a healthy scratch on most nights.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that was definitely super hard for me. Just like, you know, it's so tough being the guy. And then you're like, what the heck? I'm not even playing tonight and stuff. But, you know, I think a lot of people go through that, and you just got to focus on making yourself better for the next year. And I think, you know, those days I was doing that, just, you know, off the ice, like training hard, you know, if I'm not playing, hitting a workout or something. And I think it's definitely helped me for where I am now. So, yeah.
In your rookie season, you know, you scored 6 points in 51 games, but what did you learn that you were able to apply into your future years?
I don't know. Just making sure, you know, I kept the confidence I needed for, you know, the next years. Like, I didn't really want to look at points because I was only playing like 2 or 3 minutes a game. So it's tough, you know, to produce then. But just learning as much as I can from the older guys, watching them and, you know, seeing their habits. Like my captain, Cam Hillis, he was a great player and he still is. And it was nice just to learn from him and you know, a bunch of other guys. So, yeah, I think I was just focused on learning that whole year and getting ready for the next ones.
How did you navigate your training around when the time the pandemic came?
Yeah, that was, you know, that was super weird at first. You know, everything was closed and, you know, there wasn't much to do. So I was just doing like Zoom workouts with my gym and stuff, and just like stick handling in the basement. Just, you know, like actually me and my grandpa, my dad would go down the street and shoot pucks, and which was kind of cool. But yeah, it was tough for a bit. And then obviously once everything opened up, I was just back to doing the normal stuff.
And it sucks because you're training because you're thinking you're going to play, but you end up not playing.
Yeah, that was the worst thing. You know, they tell us a date and then you start ramping up again. And then just to tell them, oh, never mind, we'll wait another 3 months. And it's like, wow, you did all that hard training. And like now it's, you know, back to kind of taking it a bit later. So you don't, you know, when you go back, you're not super tired. And then ended up canceling the whole year. And it was, yeah, that sucked a lot.
What do you remember from when the world shut down?
Well, I remember we just had a game and I got back to my billet house and then I checked my phone. It was like, it was the NBA game, you know, canceled because of COVID. I'm like, what is this? Like, well, I've never heard of this. And then the next day we get called to the rink and I'm going home and I'm like, what? Like, I still have no idea what this is. But yeah, like I thought we were going to go home for a couple weeks and then, you know, everything would be fine because, you know, this doesn't happen often. But yeah, and then I guess everything shut down. It was like, wow. So, yeah.
Well, in the return to play season, the 21-22 season, we saw the Spitfires take off in the standings. What were the weeks like leading up to your trade to Windsor?
Yeah, well, I was obviously started the year with Guelph, and I, you know, I still wasn't playing that much. So, you know, I kind of wasn't the happiest there, and I think they knew that too, and they wanted to give me an opportunity to go somewhere else. So then the day I got traded, they just called me in and were like, you're going to Windsor. And I'd never been there before, really. So it was all new to me. And then, it just kind of happened kind of quick, I guess. But as soon as I got there, you know, I had a great billet family that took me in, and the boys were super nice. And, you know, before you knew it, we were first place, you know, battling for like getting close to playoffs. And yeah, it was a super fun time.
Was it with the Spitfires where you saw like a huge opportunity to show off your potential?
Yeah, I think so for sure. You know, as soon as I got over there, like I said, all the coaches kind of just told me like, play your game. Like, we want, you know, we got you here for a reason. You're not just coming here to sit in the stands. Like, so as soon as I came in, you know, that first game, I was like, wow, that's, you know, these guys like actually like me and they're going to play me and stuff. So, so yeah, that was super, you know, that helped my confidence out a lot. And I felt, you know, felt great. I think we played 5 games and then we were going into Christmas break. So, you know, that whole Christmas break, I was just dying to get back because I was so excited to play again. But yeah. And then, like I said, we started taking off and then we were just kind of like taking over the league really in the West. But yeah, it was just super, you know, super thankful to get out to Windsor.
Well, let's talk about that deep playoff run last. Well, it would be 2 years ago now. So you're a big piece with the Spitfires in their scoring for the playoffs, 11 points in 25 games. But are you superstitious at all?
Superstitious? I don't think as bad as some guys, but me and Jodwin, he was on our team. We always kiss the ice before the game. But we don't do it at away games because we don't want to cheat on our ice is something we say. But I'd say that's the only really superstitious kind of thing I have really. So
let's talk about I kind of have notes about each opponent. So first with the Sting, you guys had an overtime game. I think it was game three. It unfortunately went Sarnia's way. But what was it like playing in overtime playoff games when things were just that much closer?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure one of them OT game was game five too, because I knew we were up 3-1. It was back at home, and you know we thought we were gonna win because we were so good at home that year, but even last year. But anyways, yeah, that was a game I thought we should have had, and then you know really overtime, like Voigt gets a breakaway I think and scores, but yeah, that was a pretty tough series. Sarnia played us, you know, they would always give us to us pretty hard there, but yeah, we were feeling good, I think, even though we lost that one, but yeah.
Well, I mean, look, you guys almost choked it away there, almost let the 3-1 series lead slip, but thankfully you guys won in that sixth game.
Yeah, I mean, it was the next night, so we were like, oh, dang, boys, like, we really got to, you know, get fired up for this one, and we had a pretty good game there. I can't really remember the score. I think it was like 4-1, 4-2 or something, but we dialed in for that one for sure.
Against the Rangers, the first game actually featured 11 goals. I find personally that the OHL is a very high scoring league. When a game is as back and forth as that one was, like, what's the mindset like? Are you kind of joking with the goalie saying to like, give us a save? Are you getting a bit giddy knowing that like you may score 3 goals that game? What is the mindset like?
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely right about the O being a, you know, high-scoring team or league. And, you know, our team, both years I've been there, just love scoring goals. You know, we have that run-and-gun kind of style, except, you know, with Savvy, of course, running us. But, yeah, I think, you know, we knew we could outscore, like, any team, really, if it came down to that. I don't know. Yeah, we just scored a lot of goals, I guess. I don't know.
So you're just going like punch for punch with them. Like you score, you think you can score 5. No, we're scoring 6 on you.
Yeah, no, that's exactly, that's kind of how we were playing. Yeah.
Against the Firebirds. So that series went 7 games in the first 3 rounds of your playoff. That was your first playoff experience. It was kind of filled with everything. What's the mental toll like forcing a game 7? Cause you guys had to go into Flint to win game 6.
Yeah, game 6, I mean, I never lost confidence in our group. Obviously, I don't think any of us did. You know, we knew how good we were. And, that was a tough game. You know, we started down 1-0 pretty quick, and then we scored, like, right away, right after that goal and tied it up. And then, Kepin got one, I think. And then D'Amico scored one late in the third-ish kind of area. And then we were off to OT where obviously Perrott finished it for us. But, that was just, that game, I think, helped everyone with their confidence. Like, now we're going back home, game 7, sold out crowd, like, we got this. And then, obviously, game 7 was a really good game for us, so.
And then with Hamilton, we all know they went on that nuts playoff run, smoking, you know, the entire Eastern Conference. But how does that speak to the quality of your team, since you guys were the only team to give them a run for their money?
Yeah, I think going into that series, you know, everyone thought it was just going to be a sweep for Hammer for sure. But, I think, you know, we knew how good we were, like I was telling you. But I think we just came in, you know, with the mindset, we're here for a reason. Like, we're not here to come get knocked around like, you know, most of the other teams. And I think, I think we had a great series. And if that game 7 was at home, I think we would have won that for sure.
Did you have like a lot of friends and family like throughout that OHL finals?
Yeah, that was the coolest part for me. I mean, I knew, like we were saying in that Flint series, we were down 3-2. By then, obviously Hamilton already got to the finals. So I was using that as a bit of motivation too. Like, I want to get there and play in front of like everyone. Like, it's super cool. And then when that happened, you know, there I had tons of friends and family at every game, and it was just super cool. Like even the games in Windsor where like my friends were going to the Bulldogs watch party at like Wild Wings to, you know, wearing all Spit stuff, like getting rowdy over there. So it was just super cool for me to see, you know, all the support I had here.
Well, don't worry. Like I was part of the Spitfires crew. Cause like yeah. Oliver, yeah, like OP, Oliver Piercy, you guys call him. Yeah. I'm very close with him. Like I went to high school with this guy. So like I knew I had to root for him. So I'm like, oh God, I'm going against the majority of the crowd here. I'm walking into enemy lines essentially every game. So I went to the majority of the OHL finals in the Hammer, and seeing him score in game one was just insane.
Yeah, I was on with him that shift, and that was just unreal. Like that was crazy. Obviously that pretty much won us the game, got us OT, and then obviously we finished it off there. But that was super sick goal for sure.
Were you playing with any injuries during that playoff run?
No, I mean, round one versus Sarnia, I was just coming back from like a flu kind of thing I had, so like I wasn't feeling great then. But the rest of the way, I felt pretty good. You know, I was just. Every game super excited to play, and you know, everyone has bumps and bruises, but like nothing that I couldn't get through without.
No. So last season you were part of the leadership group for Windsor. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, no, I was super honored for sure. You know, I had some experience, like I was saying, with the Junior Bulldogs being a captain. So, I was happy to be a leader and just help the young guys and, you know, older guys as well, whatever, just, you know, being a leader off and on the ice. And, yeah, we had a great leadership group with, you know, Maj being our captain. He was a great choice, great player, you know, even better person. But I was just super honored for that opportunity.
You even found, it seems like you really came into form, becoming a complete player under Savard. You scored 76 points in 67 games. You became a staple in the top six and even on the special teams units. How, you know, what does that speak to your trust with Savvy at the time?
Yeah, Savvy, I think he definitely kind of changed my whole OHL career around. You know, like I said, I was struggling in Guelph a bit. And then when I got to Windsor, just right away, the trust he showed in me, you know, in all different situations kind of, you know, just showed me like, you know, this guy wants me and everything. And then he's a great coach. And we had trust like right away. He tapes my sticks before every game and stuff. And I think, going into this past year, you know, knowing I have him, you know, back there is nice for sure.
Does it surprise you at all that he landed an NHL job?
No, I knew, I knew he was, you know, that's what he's going for. I think that's what any guy from the OHL wants, right? But, I don't know. I wanted him to stick around for one more year, maybe just because, you know, I got, just one more year in the OHL. So, I'm happy for him and I wish him the best for sure.
What will you remember as having Savard with, you know, being your head coach?
Just how funny he is, honestly. Like, he just made every day kind of fun, you know. Like, you never went into the rink, like, you know, nervous or whatever. He just, you knew that he was, you know, he wants you to have fun and just, you know, be your best. And, when you weren't doing your best, he'd talk to you and just, he wouldn't, you know, rip you to shreds or anything. He'd just be like, we're good here. Like, you know what you got to do. And then I think I'd always find my way back, or, you know, same with any other guy. But just how nice he was and just how fun he was, really.
So before this interview, I asked Oliver, any questions, anything I should bring up. He told me to ask you about the Misfits.
Oh, geez, yeah. Those Misfits, yeah. Me and Piercy, we love the Jolly Rancher Misfits. And, you know, I think our whole team had, like, a kind of spot or a sweet spot for those. We love those. So yeah.
So is that like the intermission snack? You guys just sucking those back?
Yeah. Usually someone would have a bag of those and it'd just be a race to go take as many as you could. Really. Those are great. God,
dude. That bag's getting finished in one night.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they got crushed. They weren't there for long.
Last year, the Spitfires traded for Harrison and Wright. What type of message did that send to the team at the time?
Yeah, well, obviously we knew we were right at the top again, and, you know, we wanted to go for it. And, you know, getting those guys was big for our team. You know, Shane, you know, obviously a great player. And then Harry, you know, just as good too. But, I think it was great getting those guys in. They helped, you know, definitely made our forward group deeper. You know, it sucks we couldn't have made it a bit farther, but yeah, they were great guys, and they're just, you know, super good people.
So I'm just going to leave it out there. Like, what did go wrong in the playoffs? Did you guys underestimate the Rangers? Because, you know, obviously throughout the season, they did not play like an eighth seed.
Yeah, well, I think that had something to do with it. You know, they definitely came together for that series. And, you know, we were feeling good. I don't think we were taking them lightly. You know, we knew their roster. We knew they were going to come out hard. But, you know, I guess we just weren't playing our best hockey at that time. We kind of got hit with, you know, just a bad time, I think. But, yeah, you know, credit to them, though. They played really well. It was, you know, it was really tough for us to get anything going on them. Yeah, I don't know. I think if, you know, we could do it again, you know, it'd be a different story. You know, it'd be a little, maybe a little more prepared. But, yeah, I give credit to those guys.
Gotta give credit where credit's due, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Now, one of the cool things about your offseason has been that you were invited to the Canucks development camp. What was that like for you?
Yeah, that was super cool. I mean, I've never been to a camp, so that was, you know, first experience thing. And it was just super cool, you know, getting out there. I've never been out to, you know, that way either. So super nice out there. And that was just, you know, that was cool just to meet everyone out there. You know, we were working with the Sedins and stuff, which was super cool. And yeah, it was a good camp. You know, I learned a lot, and I'm going to go back in September. So I'm super excited for that.
Just think about all the knowledge you're soaking in right now. I mean, Savard, right? NHL, yeah. You know, played with the Bruins there. And then the Sedins, right? That's, you know, Hall of Fame legends right there as well.
Yeah, no, exactly. I've been really lucky with that, you know, getting good people that I can learn from. And, you know, I've been through it and I've done well, obviously. So yeah, I just try to soak up as much as I can and use it whenever I can too.
What are you going to remember most about this season?
Like this past season, sorry?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's hard to forget the playoffs, which is great for our group going into next year. Just, you know, use that as motivation. But I think everyone that was on our team last year is, you know, all great guys that I'm going to talk to forever. And, it, you know, it just sucks that we couldn't go so far because, you know, we had a great group and we were super tight as well. So I think that for sure.
So I just have a couple quick fire questions before we end off this interview. What has been your favorite arena to travel to so far?
I'd probably say just honestly, First Ontario Center. Just cause, you know, last year was super cool with, you know, with all the fans there for the finals and, you know, obviously my family and friends. So I'd say I like going out there when we can, but you know, who knows if it'll ever go back there, but yeah.
How about the one that you don't like the most, the worst arena to travel to?
I hate Owen Sound. I hate going there. Yeah, I'm just not a fan of it. I don't know.
I think a lot of people have said that their corner boards are like terrible.
Yeah, it's just I don't know. I just hate the whole vibe in there. I tell Burrows that every day. I hate playing there, but yeah, I don't know. It's just not my favorite spot. So
one of my favorite games of the year is the Teddy Bear Toss. Have you played in any?
Yeah, I've got I've played in, I guess, three of them now. And yeah, those are super cool. You know, obviously everyone wants that goal and you're just ripping the pill all day long there until one gets in. And then, yeah, it's just super cool. It's super fun to see for the fans and stuff.
How do you make sure to, because you're talking about the mental toll from major midget to OHL. Like, this is also another kind of step, is like to stay game focused.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're just trying not to, you know, you're telling the boys before the game, no one be selfish here. And, you know, let's just put one in kind of thing.
Well, yeah. Not even that, but like the teddy bears are being thrown on the ice. Yeah. And like, you got like a 5 to 7 minute delay. And you're just like, yeah, we still have a game to play.
Yeah. Well, I know now you bring that up. We had one in Hamilton this year and I was on the ice, of course, for it, but, you know, you're just getting back to your bench and everyone's hitting you with the bears on purpose and stuff, which is kind of funny. So yeah.
My friend who plays on the Colts, so he's Ben West, he told me that for his teddy bear toss game, the fans hit him. Like they like, yeah. Obviously not on purpose, but he was sitting on the bench because he was back up to Anson one game and he got hit by like so many bears. And I was like, oh, dude, that's unreal.
Yeah. I know. It's funny. I mean, I think think there's definitely some little kids who are just trying to, you know, mess with the boys a bit just for fun. You know, those don't hurt when you get hit, but yeah, it's just for fun. I think it's funny though.
Why do you wear number 16?
Well, actually, I've been number six like my whole life, and then I got traded to Windsor, and then six was retired because of Ellis.
Yeah.
So then JR equipment guy was just like, "You're gonna wear number 16 tomorrow." And I was like, okay, I'll see how it goes. If I have a good game, I'll stick with it. And obviously, I felt pretty good. So I was like, I'll stick with 16. But, you know, I like that number a lot. So
now this may have already been answered, but I assume your favorite off-ice activity is baseball.
Yeah, I'd say so. I love playing. I also love watching it. I'm a big Blue Jays guy. So yeah, I'd say baseball for sure.
Have you made it out to any games this year?
Yeah, I've been out to a couple since I've been home. So yeah, a couple.
The renovations are so nice.
Yeah, I was going to say, as soon as you step in, it's like, wow. I think, you know, I love what they did, like the outfield and the bullpen there. I love, it just looks so much nicer.
Well, I just love seeing the TikToks of us throwing chirps at the other team's relievers. Like, that's the best part about it.
Yeah, well, I thought it was brutal how some fans were complaining about it at the start. Like, it's bad. I'm like, that's why it's a home advantage.
Yeah, man. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, no, I love it. I love that too. But
Who do you think has been the hardest player you've had to defend and why?
Hardest player I had to defend? Geez, that's a tough. There's so many good players, so it's hard to kind of pick out one guy. Dang, let me think here. Yeah, that's tough. I'm trying to think who are some top. Yeah, I don't know. I'd say in the playoffs, Pinelli was really good against us, and he was just, you know, whatever he did, he was finding a way to score. And so I'd say him for sure, because of his playoffs he had against us, it was tough to stop him.
How about your favorite vacation spot?
Ah, oh, geez. I went to Mexico.
Ooh.
I don't know, like 5 years ago. I haven't really been away in a while like that. But I'd say Mexico was a lot of fun. We were all inclusive with my family, so that was super fun.
Would you go there again?
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100%.
How about your favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show? I'd say Prison Break. Prison Break and Family Guy for sure, because you know, whenever I'm just chilling, I always throw Family Guy on. But yeah, both of those I like a lot. So
I find that Family Guy is great as like background noise.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If I'm just doing nothing and like don't want to watch, you know, there's nothing on, I'll always throw that on and just have it going.
Like I'm just scrolling on my phone and Family Guy, The Simpsons, like those are two good shows to just throw on, right?
Yeah, no, 1,000%. 1,000%.
And what's nice is that it's not like a series where you have to watch one after the other, right?
Yeah, exactly. You just throw whatever season you want to go to, you just pick an episode. I usually just close my eyes and pick one, really.
Oh my God. That is actually really funny.
Yeah.
As we're closing off this interview here, do you have any advice for younger hockey players?
I'd say just follow your dreams, man. Honestly, just, you know, whenever you go through a tough time, just know what you're working for and you know, you can get through it and just focus on your goals. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'd like to thank again Jacob Maillet for joining me on today's podcast. Thank you again, Jacob.
Yeah, thanks for having me.